I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided Radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided Radio Show this awesome Sunday morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. Thank you so much for being with us. I know you are going to be glad you did. I have such an amazing success story to share with you today. My awesome guest is here. Her name is Karen Hines. Hey, Karen.
Hi, Kim.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing today?
I am doing awesome.
Good.
Well, there is nothing I love better than success stories. Like, I live for success stories. In fact, that's what we do at I've Decided. Our goal is to help people achieve whatever it is that they want to accomplish. And so when we hear the success stories, we get super fired up and all excited.
I know you do. I love that.
And of course, we have our I've Decided to Run program starting on Monday, April 15th. It is a 10-week outdoor training program, and it is designed for people who do not run. So if you're listening to this show and you're thinking to yourself, I'm going to turn the channel because I cannot run. I don't want to run. I've never been a runner. I'm too old to run. I'm too out of shape to run. Don't do that, because when you hear all that Karen has to share with us today, you will be motivated and inspired. And maybe you decide you're not motivated enough to run or to train for your first 5K, but I guarantee you, you'll be motivated and inspired to do something. Our weekly winning word is responsibility. And so, you know, as I was thinking about our show today, Karen, I feel like we really do have, at some point, we have to stick that stake in the ground and take responsibility for our actions, for our health. And I think really that's kind of what you did.
Yes, that's kind of what started it for me. I kind of got to the point where I was just so tired of feeling yucky and run down, out of shape, tired. I have three young girls. I needed energy for them. And I thought, it's just time. I have to take charge of my own health and do something. It's now or never. So I started kind of working out a little bit and eating healthy. And then I either heard on the radio or saw something come across Facebook about the I've Decided to Run. And I thought, I don't know, I'm 52 years old. I'm so out of shape. I've never run. You picture runners as these young, fast, thin people. But I don't know, something just kept kind of nudging me. And I thought, why not? I really had wanted to try to climb a mountain that summer. I had had a dream of doing that for like 20 years, but had never, ever been in shape enough to do a summit hike. And I thought, running, well, that might help me get there. It'll help condition my lungs. So I thought, why not try it? And I never dreamed that I would fall in love with running the way I did, but it has changed my life.
Now, that first year, you kind of, did you come at this alone that very, because I know we're going to talk about it. Yeah. You got lots of friends involved now, but did you sign up with a friend?
I brought my sister the first year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Kim.
I made her come.
You have a sister named Kim.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, so, I mean, that's nice, too, doing it with somebody else. But don't be discouraged if you sign up alone, because I'm telling you, this is the greatest program. The people are so supportive. I've made some of my best friendships through running the last 4 years. That's one of the best benefits. So it has just been amazing. It's an amazing program. Anyone can do it. There's no one that's too old, too out of shape, too anything. You can do it.
One of the biggest things I hear all the time is, I'm not a runner. I can't do that. I'm not a runner. What would you say to that? Because I know you've said that before,
yes,
right?
I was not a runner. I had never run a day in my life. I can't believe I'm a runner. Sometimes I still can't believe I'm a runner. But you can run. If you want to be a runner, you can be a runner. It doesn't matter your age, your size, you know, whatever shape you're in, it does not matter. If you want to be a runner, you can be a runner.
I love that, because I say, and I actually say in my book, Decide, is that if you want to be a runner, you just start running.
Yes,
like,
exactly.
The only
you just
reason
decide
why
to
you're
do
not
it.
A runner is because you're not running.
Right.
But I want to, you know, one of the things that I think happens so many times to people is, and it's happened to me before, you know, I started running more and more, is that you go out and you just go out and you start to run. You've never ran before and you just start running.
Right.
And then you can't make it to the mailbox and then you can't move the next day. And I think that's what scares people.
Yes, it makes you want to give up. So I think like that's the other great thing about this program. Like it's so structured. You're going to know that you're going to run a certain amount of seconds and then you're going to get to walk and you're going to build up slowly and you're going to have amazing people around you to support and encourage you. I don't think I would have stuck with it had I not joined the group. Like if I had just tried to do this on my own, I'm not sure I would have been successful because, you know, it's not easy, but anybody can do it. But I think if you're by yourself and you get sore and you're tired and you feel discouraged, you might want to give up. But
yeah,
I'm telling you, don't.
Right. And you're living proof. And the other thing is, too, people think that, you know, running is running and there's not a technique to running.
Right.
And the truth is there are some techniques.
Yes.
And Michael Helgeson, Dawn's husband.
Right.
He really teaches us those techniques and shows us, you know, how to run.
Yeah.
There was one gal who was getting shin splints, and she, every time she tried to run, she was getting shin splints. So she didn't think she could be a runner because she got shin splints. But Michael, the very first night she was there, he showed her exactly what she was doing wrong and fixed the problem. And she went on to complete the 5K and never had any issues.
Right. And I think most people that have joined your program have went on to complete the 5K. So that's an awesome feeling in itself. Like you think, you know, you're not a runner, but then you end up after 10 weeks being able to run a 5K. I mean, that's really pretty incredible.
And it is. And you think, how can I do that in 5 weeks? And we really start out slow. Literally, we start with walking.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are on the couch, get up off that couch and you can start this program. You don't have to go get in shape to start this program. Can you speak just a little bit to that?
Yes, I was very out of shape. I've lost a total of 70 pounds. I gained a few back after my surgery last year, but I've lost a total of 70 pounds. I think I had maybe only lost 20 before I started running. And I just kept at it. If I would have thought, I'm too out of shape, I never would have like come this far. But I just kept at it and decided, you know, I've got to take that chance, and I'm so, so glad I did.
I am, too. I know that there are a lot of success stories we're going to be talking about on the show today, how many half marathons you've went on to run, and all of your buddies that you have met, some of your best friends.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of running, too, is just that community. We got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. And I hope you are enjoying hearing this awesome success story from my wonderful friend and guest, Karen Hines. And we're just talking about our I've Decided to Run program for beginners, made for beginners. And of course, talking a little bit about our weekly winning word, responsibility. And I love this quote. It's in our success planner and journal. It says, the moment you take responsibility for everything in your life is the moment you can change anything in your life. And that's Hal Elrod is his quote. And we were talking, Karen, before the last break that don't wait. You don't, when it comes to making that decision, taking that responsibility, sticking the stake in the ground, we always want to wait till something's better, right? It's like, okay, when this happens, I'll do this. Or if I lose a little more weight, then maybe I'll do it. And so I know you said you had started to lost a lot of weight, but 80 pounds total you've lost. Am I correct?
70.
70, yeah. 80, 70. Okay. So 70
close
pounds.
Enough, yeah.
But you had only lost 20 when you actually started the program. How did you feel that? Like, will you just explain maybe once you stuck the stake in the ground and registered and then showing up for that first training, what was going through your mind and how did you overcome some of your fears?
Yeah, I will say I was probably a little nervous showing up for the first one. I didn't know what to expect. This was all brand new to me. I had just been working out in my home. And so it was like, I'm going to come out and run in front of people. And it was, you know, I felt like maybe it was going to be a little intimidating, but once I got there and saw, you know, there were runners of all shapes and sizes, all ages, and everybody was just there to encourage each other. And it was incredible. You know, we got through the first night, and I think it was like, you just don't want to think too far ahead. Just focus on, you know, what your run is that day. It's kind of like our coach Michael tells us now. I'm in his 5K, 10K group. You know, just run the mile you're in. Don't think about, you know, your 5K at the end. Just get through that night, that week's training, and you're going to be successful.
Yeah, just keep putting one foot in front of the other and stay focused where you
are.
Yes,
that's all it takes. I mean, you know, I've been running for 4 years now, and I still have bad runs. You know, there's some days are better than others, so just don't give up. I mean, you can do it. I started thinking, okay, I'll complete this 10 or this 5K and kind of just see how it goes in hopes to climb to that top, the top of that mountain that summer. But I just ended up loving running. And so I just kind of kept at it. I did get to the top of the mountain that summer, fulfilled a dream that I'd had for 20 years.
Which mountain?
Flat Top Mountain in Rocky Mountain National Park.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was like 9 miles. My daughter did it with me. It was just incredible. But I don't think I would have done that had I not started running. Like,
well,
it just kind of propelled me into so many good things. Gave me the confidence to know that I could set a goal, work towards it, complete it. And it was awesome. That was one of the best days of my life, I will say. It might sound silly, but you know, when you fulfill a dream that you've had for that long, it was such a good feeling. That is the best day
of your life. You know, and I think about it, initially, really, your goal for running was a stepping stone.
It really was,
to the real goal.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
And so, obviously, you fell in love with running, and you continued on that journey, but you really, it sounds like to me, you signed up for the My First 5K with the intention on using it as a platform to get in better shape to climb the mountain.
That's exactly right. That is exactly right.
I love it.
Yes.
So I'm thinking to myself, as the listeners out there, you know, what mountain do you want to climb?
Exactly.
You know, what is it that you want to do? And I say this all the time. If you want to, you know, believe you can and you will, right?
That's the first step. Absolutely true.
But then someone says to me, well, Kim, but how do I build that belief? Like, how do I believe? And I always say, do something you didn't think you could do.
Yes.
Do something hard.
Exactly.
I
can't believe how many hard things I've done that I would have never dreamed that I could have done. So after that mountain, I think that was like in July. I mean, I was still running. I kept running. I decided I'm going to do a 10K trail race this fall. So like that seemed a little intimidating, you know, running 6 miles, but I just went for it. You just follow the training and you can do it. And then I went on the next spring to run my first half marathon. If anyone would have ever told me that I would ever run a half marathon in my life, I would have thought they were nuts.
I feel you. I'm the same way. I mean, I didn't start running until I was in my 30s.
Yeah.
And the very first day I went out for a run, I mean, I literally made it to the mailbox.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I cannot do this. And you want to talk about when you said like climbing that mountain was the best day of your life. The first time that I actually ran a mile without stopping, I will never forget that feeling. I mean, I didn't climb a mountain, but I felt
like... But that was your mountain at the time.
Right.
Yes,
I mean,
absolutely.
I just felt like, oh my gosh.
I understand that there are sometimes, even like after I had to take that break last summer after my surgery, after I came back and started running again, I don't know, a month or two later, I had a good run and I'm like waving my arms in the air. My neighbors probably thought I was nuts giving out a woohoo because it's just such a good feeling when you do something that you thought you couldn't do.
It is. And I even, you know, I run really early in the morning now because of the running group that I am running with. And that is something I even, you know, it's like, okay, I started the running thing. And then from there realized, again, you do something hard. You said, you start just going, okay, what else can I do? What else can I do? And now I wake up, you know, now that I wake up at 4:30 in the morning and get my run in first thing, you feel like you can just do anything.
Anything that day, yeah. I'm still working on being an early morning runner.
Someday I'll get there. Even Dawn and Michael are running coaches. And, you know, I want to talk a little bit about them too. In fact, we probably could spend an entire segment talking about how amazing.
Oh, they are incredible.
They really are. They're a husband-wife team. In fact, I met Dawn through running. Mm-hmm. You were talking about how you meet so many friends. Yeah. And that's how Dawn and I met about 14 years ago. And we have ran 5 marathons together.
That's awesome.
And guess what? We know everything about each other.
I'm sure you do. You learn a lot about each other on those long runs.
I always tell her, I'm like, I am never going to make you mad. I'm always going to stay on your good side.
Right? 'Cause
you can share a whole lot.
You certainly can. But that's the other great thing about it. I think you just form these bonds with the people you end up running with. And we're in Dawn and Michael's 5K, 10K group. And one of my friends, Carrie, who started running, I think she's been running 2 years now. We work together. And she used to just laugh at me when I'd say, Carrie, one of these days you're going to run a half marathon with me. She's like, you're a crazy chick. And we have been training the last 8-12 weeks for a half marathon, and she's running her first half marathon on Saturday.
That is so awesome. Now, she was 2 years ago?
2 years
you
ago.
You brought her along,
yeah.
2 years ago. I mean, really, Karen, you've brought your family. Who are all the people that have been through our program that you've got? I mean.
Yeah, Kim, Dan.
Your sister,
Carrie,
your brother-in-law,
yeah,
your husband.
Carrie, Dennis. Yeah, both my girls didn't do your program, but they've started running. Lots of my friends have joined.
At work.
And even if they, we run all winter long, and, you know, a lot of people don't like that, but, you know, sometimes people take a little break in the winter, but come back. So, don't be intimidated thinking you can't run all year, or if you have taken a break that, you can't come back to running. You can rejoin this program. I encourage anyone, because we all have breaks or things that come up in life that might make you not be able to run for a while. So don't feel like you can't do the I've Decided program again if you've done it before.
That's right.
Because it will get you back into running in the best, safest way.
And funny you say that, because we are going to do a reunion run.
Yeah, I
can't
wait for that.
So all of our past runners can sign up and redo the training and do the reunion run, or just do the reunion run. We'll talk a little bit about that after the break. Stay with us. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're just joining us, catch you up a little bit. We are talking with my friend and one of our past participants, Karen Hines, of our I've Decided to Run program, and just talking about her success and the life-changing experience of doing our My First 5K program and what's happened in her life over the last 4 years since she made that commitment. Really, I like to say, since it's our weekly winning word, took that responsibility. And that's what you did, right, Karen?
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Took that responsibility of your life. You took control of your health. You stuck the stake in the ground. And you made
just
a commitment.
Just decided to do it.
And you did it. And here you are 4 years
absolutely.
Later.
Absolutely.
And so also helping us, you're helping with the program now too, and being a coach.
And I love that. I love encouraging new runners, because I feel like if I can do it, anyone can do it. Anyone can do it.
And that's exactly right. And that's how I feel too. And that's why I was so passionate about starting this run program. And maybe if you've been listening, you're curious a little more about the program, how to register, what you need to do to sign up, how much is it, all that good stuff. We're going to talk a little bit about that. But you can get registered. We want to get you registered now. The program actually starts on Monday evening, April 15th. Tax day. Pay your taxes and then come run with us. We'll actually start that first day real easy. We won't do much running. It'll be more walking. But it does start on April 15th at 5:45 p.m. And you can register at ivedecided.org, ivedecided.org. If you click on opportunities, and then you'll see the My First 5K or I've Decided to Run program, click right there. So our program is a 10-week outdoor training program. Now, granted, clubs at River City, they'll let us use their indoor track if it's pouring rain or something along those lines. But the goal is to run outside. Yeah. Doesn't that make a difference, too?
It makes a huge difference. I hate running inside.
The treadmill.
The dreadful treadmill. It's been a bad winter for outside running.
I know. So. I had my treadmill literally put away because with the people that I run with in the morning, I mean, we run rain, snow, sleet, shine. It's craziness. But even this winter was too brutal for us. I mean, when it's 50
when it's,
below
yeah,
zero.
Icy.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, I got to pull the treadmill back out. So I had to hit the treadmill. But so we like to be outside because that's the best. And it's a 10-week outdoor training program. And we start ever so gently. Like,
absolutely.
Do you remember, Karen, that first couple of weeks? I mean, what did you run, like 30 seconds or something?
Yeah, it wasn't very much at all.
So you would walk like 2 minutes,
right?
Run like 30
seconds.
Something
like that, yeah.
And then you start to build up to where you're getting more like run like two minutes, walk like a minute.
Yeah, and so it's nice too, starting off that slow, it kind of builds your confidence. You think, oh, I can do 30 seconds, you know? It's a
well,
great
right.
way to...
You can do anything for 30.
Yeah,
we can even hold our breath for 30
seconds.
We can do anything for 30 seconds. So it starts out ever so gently. And then we meet every week, every Monday night. We meet at the same time. We have a little learning session where Don or Michael just share something about running, how to stay hydrated, and just really educates us on form and, you know, things that we need to know. And
yeah, all kinds of good tips.
Good pointers and tips. And then we head out for our training. And really, you're done in less than an hour.
Yeah, it's not bad at all.
It's quick. You're there, you're in, you're out, and you're done. And also, the $20 coupon, the gift certificate, Running Central gives us, although I think they changed, it's not Running Central.
Running Central Outfitters.
Outfitters. Running Central. Okay, Adam, sorry. Running Central Outfitters is what it's called now, but they give us, each of our participants, a $20 gift certificate and for a new pair of shoes because shoes are... the deal.
Important. Yeah, that's probably the most important thing, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I think a lot of people think that they can't run because the types of shoes they tried to run in.
Right. It makes a huge difference.
It can hurt your knees, your hips.
Your feet.
Yeah. So when you go down to Running Central and they fit you for the right pair of shoes.
Yeah, they're great.
That makes a huge, huge difference. And then, of course, the goal is that everybody who participates in the My First 5K, those are first-time runners, and those are people who do the training only. So we train together, and then we run the run as a group together.
And which is awesome.
I was going to say, as
that.
A participant, it was my vision that I thought that would be so important. Do you feel that way?
Oh, yeah, so important. It was so cool just running with everyone and just seeing everyone complete that goal was so awesome. And I think every participant felt that way.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, the feedback on that is usually about 30 to 50 participants.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody trains together. And then you run your first 5K together.
Yeah, it's really cool.
And we do it over at Junction City on the trail. So it's not very intimidating.
No, that's a nice trail to run on.
Easy and safe. And then we have our post party.
And that's fun, too. Always love the post party.
Hey, that's why I run. All right. I run for the post parties. Are you kidding me?
Most of us do.
I know. The only excuse you can have to drink a beer at 9 o'clock in the morning
is running a 5K.
Although I guess that would be more the steamboat because we run in the evening. Our run is actually, we do something a little different. It's actually at 6 p.m. on a Thursday evening. And we do the 5K, and then we have... So Michael is like a jack of all trades. He's also our DJ.
He does a pretty good job at it, I think.
DJ, Coach Michael, DJ Michael, and we do all the dancing. And anyway, you get a fun running shirt. And
that's always such a fun night, the night of the 5K and the party.
The medal, the running shirt, all of that, the $20 gift certificate, the 10-week training program with two expert runners and, of course, our coaches that come back and help us that have participated, like Karen and your friend Carrie.
Yeah.
And all for $99.
That's a great deal. A great deal. Like, I think of all the benefits that I've gotten from running, that's more than paid for it. I've gotten off my blood pressure medicine. I'm so much healthier. It's well worth it. Invest in yourself.
Yeah. Take that response. I mean, $99, right?
That's nothing.
Would you say that's probably the best $99 you ever spent?
Absolutely. 100%. Yep. So many benefits.
You came off your blood pressure medication?
Mm-hmm.
That's huge.
Yeah, that is huge. I think Carrie did too. Yeah, it's incredible. And it's so good for your health.
So Carrie's actually training. We wanted her to be here with us too.
She could have.
Well, you know, it's like we were talking about Dawn and I running our runs together and just having those friendships.
Oh, yeah.
And that is a success story in itself.
It is. So much so. Carrie and I, we're friends. I've known her for a long time because we work together, but we've gotten really close through running. I had surgery last year. I fell. I don't know if this is the time to talk about that.
We might have to. Okay. We'll come back in a minute. We're going to run out of time here pretty quick. So I know we were talking about the ups and the downs.
Yeah.
You know, there's always, you know, what goes up must come down sometimes, right?
Sometimes.
There's always the pros and the cons. And we'll share about that. But we'll do that in the next segment. But I was just thinking about the picture of you girls in your tutus.
Oh, running. The Glory Blitz. Yeah, that was fun.
We got to talk about that too. And we'll be right back right after this break. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. Thank you so much for joining us. I hope you are enjoying the conversation that I'm having with my awesome guest, our past participant of our I've Decided to Run program, Karen Hines, and just talking about her success story. And we've talked a little bit about our weekly winning word, responsibility, and taking that responsibility for yourself, for your health, taking control and sticking the stake in the ground and going for your dreams. And that's what we really want more than anything. That is what I've Decided is all about. Our purpose is to help you fulfill your goals and dreams, whatever they might be. And we have some programs designed to do that. And one of them is our I've Decided to Run program. And we're talking about that today because it is happening here next week. We start the outdoor training on Monday, April the 15th. At 5:45 in the evening, and we want you to get signed up for that. Don't think about it. Don't hesitate. Don't, right, Karen?
Just do it. In fact, I had a little sign on my mirror that said, don't think about it. Just put your shoes on and go. If you overthink it, don't do that. Just sign up. You will be so glad you did.
Just decide today. Sign up. Get involved in this community. You can go over to our website, ivedecided.org. Click on opportunities. You'll find the I've Decided to Run program. It's $99.
Yeah, you can't beat it.
For a 10-week outdoor program, a timed 5K, thanks to Shazam, you get $20 back in your shoes. So technically, it's only $79 if you look at it like
there
that.
There you go.
Outdoor training with Dawn and Michael Helgeson, expert coaches. And you're going to be surrounding yourself with people like Karen, who will be there cheering you on, helping.
Absolutely.
And your friend Carrie and, oh, many, many others. And I don't know if I like ending on this note, so we'll have to think of something really.
Yeah.
But it's not so good story, but it turned out to be a good story. So,
yeah,
because the relationship that you've built with Carrie. So,
right.
Of course, nothing is always a bed of roses, right? Including running.
Right, so exactly. It's a struggle sometimes. Last year, I fell, and I knew I shouldn't have. A car was coming around the corner, and I hopped on the sidewalk, fell in this area that was all chunked up. I knew it was there. I was watching for it, but unfortunately, that's exactly where I tripped and I tore my rotator cuff and had to have surgery. But anyway, I had to take off like 3.5 months of running. By this time, Carrie, I think she helped last year. So she had been running about a year. But I just wanted to say like how this has been such a full circle moment, because she would always be like, I can't wait until I get to the point where you are in running. And after I fell and was so discouraged trying to get back, because, you know, it was kind of like I was starting all over. She just encouraged me every step of the way. Come on, you can do it. You can do it. You know, you've done it before. Believed in me. We have done every long run together. It is just so awesome to have a friend like that you can run with and you can encourage each other. So when one of you are having a bad day or a bad run, you know, the other one picks it up. And that's how we are. Along with the other girls in our group, there's probably 5 or 6 of us that do our long runs together. And we have just really formed such an incredible bond. And it's pretty awesome. There's several of us doing the half marathon this weekend. So
Where are you guys doing the half marathon?
Springfield.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And then several of them, like Carrie's going to do Champaign also. So
oh, the end of
so
April.
So she's actually been running 2 years and has two half marathons coming up.
And also one of my running buddies, Tina Nestor, she did my first 5K 2 years ago. And she ran my first 5K. Then she has now done two half marathons. We've done two half marathons together. And her and Courtney, I'm not involved in this. I'm doing a lot of their runs with them, but they're training for the marathon, the full marathon. And that's in Champaign
too,
right?
Yeah,
at the end of
April.
Have a full, they're doing.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know. And so, and it's amazing how quickly, you know,
yes,
when you think about somebody like you guys that start
right
at the 5K level, really start running 30 seconds at a time.
Yeah.
And
so
here
I think it was only
are.
1 year later that I did my first half. So like your friend has already done two in the last year or two.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get there. You just got to keep at it. And I'm telling you, you can do it.
And what about Mike's story?
Oh, my friend Mike. It is awesome. I invited him to join the I've Decided to Run group. He told me later that day at work that he thought he was going to because he had always wanted to do the St. Jude run. His son was a St. Jude patient. And so he did the I've Decided, completed that program, and went on to run St. Jude that summer. And he is just incredible.
And he's raised thousands of dollars for the St. Jude runs. And I just love that story, too.
I love that, too. So I think this will be coming up on his third year of doing the St. Jude run, all because he just decided to run.
He took responsibility.
Yes, that was his mountain, his dream that he had wanted to do for years and just decided to do it. So
I love that story. We've had him on the show before, too.
He's
because
incredible.
It's just such an inspiring story.
He absolutely
is. The success stories are really just unbelievable.
They really are.
And like you said, and we want to make sure you guys know this. This is for men and for women.
Yep.
It is a co-ed group. Your husband's done it, Karen, and your brother-in-law's done it with your sister, Kim. And it can be a family affair.
Yes. I'm trying to get my son to do it one of these years.
So, someday. And also as a reminder, too, if you're listening to this show and you've already run or done the training program and run the My First 5K, this is our fifth year. Our five-year anniversary. I can't believe it.
I know. That's so cool.
This is the fifth year we've done. I've decided to run. So we decided that we should do a reunion run. Because now there's probably, I'd say, at least 100.
Yeah, I was going to say, how many people have gone through your program? You've changed
maybe
a lot of lives.
I guess more than 100.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because last year we had, the last couple of years, there's been like, well, last year was about 30. The year before that was about 50. And then it was about 20 to 25 prior to that.
Yeah.
So over 100. But that's a lot of people that have run their first 5K.
Yeah. Who probably thought they couldn't before they ever just started.
Almost all of them have said, I never thought I could do it. And it's so funny. I was just thinking of one of our success stories. And I won't say her name because I didn't get her permission. But she said, she shared this at our conference, one of our conferences. She said, I decided that I'm never going to run again. But the reason why I'm so thankful that I did the program, that I ran my first 5K, is that I now know I can do something hard.
Absolutely. That's the other thing. I think nobody who's run it and done your program has ever regretted it, whether or not they continued running.
Right.
They are always so glad that they did it because it just makes you believe in yourself and know that you can set your mind to something and do it.
Check it off the bucket
list. Absolutely.
And if you're still not certain, well, why don't you go ahead and come to our conference? Hadn't talked much about that, so save that for best for last here. But we do have a half-day motivational and leadership conference that's happening this Saturday morning over at Weaver Ridge. So you can check that out while you're at the website, too, and maybe come and talk to our coaches. They'll be there. Get your questions answered. I'm sure there'll be some folks there who have ran the 5K before and get some of those concerns. But, Karen, if you haven't motivated them, then I don't know what.
Well, I just encourage anyone who's even remotely thinking about it to just go for it.
Awesome.
It's fun. It's a fun program.
Thank you guys so much for tuning into the show today. We'll be back next week.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?